Welcome back to Specialty Coffee Talk, where we simplify coffee so you can love it as much as we do. I'm your host, Philip, and with me today, I have a lovely individual and my brother. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Eric. I am the official enthusiastic coffee person co-host.
And can you introduce yourself?
Ashley.
Perfect. Thanks for introducing yourself. All right. So today we're going to be talking flash brew, specifically for Chemex. Today is kind of a family day, July 4th. So I made a delicious iced Chemex, and we want to talk iced Chemex. Eric, can you give us a very succinct description of what a flash brew is?
You got your hot coffee brewed directly over ice so that it is cooled down in a flash brew.
Okay. All right. Let's get to the conversation. So today we are talking flash brew. And Eric, please give us a quick recipe that you can use to make a delicious flash brew coffee.
So we're talking specifically Chemex, is that okay? Or do you want to do Chemex V60?
We're going to go Chemex today because that's what I made. We'll get into the other ones later.
Okay. Yeah, then maybe a little bit of on our surprise with your mistake later. Can we talk about that?
Yeah. Oh.
So like our typical recipe that we start with is a 1 to 16 ratio, which means your 1 is going to be your beans to a 16, which is going to be your water. And so typically we'll start on a Chemex, we'll start with about 25 grams of beans, which means you'll have about 400 grams of water. Now because you're doing it, it's iced, you're doing it over ice, what you do is you just replace some of those water grams with the weight of ice that you're going to put at the bottom. So let's say you did 1 to 16 ratio. You'd have, you still have your 25 grams of ground coffee. And then you, instead of 400 grams of water being poured through, you would just pour through 300 and have 100 grams of ice awaiting that delicious coffee at the bottom. So it would cool it down quickly.
Delicious. And so what you're doing is you're running through that 300 grams of water through that coffee, so it's really strong when it comes out. You're having like I don't know, it's not more extraction, but the extraction isn't as diluted as it usually would be, so you're getting like a really nice strong cup of coffee.
Strong, and then it's going to dilute as, because it's hot, obviously when it hits the cold ice it's going to melt the ice, which you're going to get, you know, further dilution from. So
yeah, and it's delicious.
And it's
Ashley, what do you think of iced coffee?
I think it's delicious.
Speak up.
Nutritious.
There we go.
And one of my favorites.
Oh, well.
Wow, raving review. You should make an iced coffee. So today I made a delicious Chemex with that same recipe. So the Chemex was 25 grams of coffee to that 400 grams of water. I had 100 grams of ice in the bottom of the carafe. We want to take kind of a deeper look into the recipe, so I'm going to give you like the bloom time and the brew time and what I did today. So we do, you know, if you're doing a 25 grams of coffee, you want to double that with your bloom of water. So you do, you know, 50 grams of water over the top of your coffee. Depending on how old your coffee is, mine was pretty new, so I did 40 seconds. Some people do 30. It depends on how you like it. Everyone has their own opinion about it.
What's the, I mean, real quick, because I guess we need to get into this another day, but like, what's the purpose of the bloom? Why are you saying, hey, 40 seconds because it was fresher to maybe somebody that doesn't get the whole off-gassing thing yet?
So when your coffee is new, like it's roasted, it goes through this very traumatic experience. I know it sounds horrible. Poor coffee beans, how sad. But the coffee bean goes through so much heat and stuff, and so it takes time to cool down. Then you are going to grind that coffee. It has a bunch of carbon dioxide trapped inside. And so what you're trying to do with the bloom is to release that. Because if you have it in the coffee, if it goes through with your water, you're getting this really... How would you describe that flavor? You get a bad flavor from it.
It's bad. It's unpleasant. We just call it gassy because, like, we know what the flavor is. But I don't know. It's kind of astringent. It doesn't taste good.
It doesn't taste good. So that's what you're doing with the bloom. So, I did 40-second bloom today. Then I poured 100 grams of water until around 1 minute. So I tried to make sure that I was keeping a pretty long pour to 1 minute, and then let it drain through till 1 minute and 30 seconds. At 1 minute and 30 seconds, I did another 100 grams. I let that drain through until 2 minutes and 30 seconds. I tried to pour over until 2 minutes. So that 100 grams over 30 seconds is what I tried to do from 1:30 to 2 minutes. And then we finally got to the 2 minutes and 30 seconds. And then I did the last 150. I like to do 150 at the end. I don't know what it is. I feel like I've just gotten better results that way. I honestly can't give you a scientific reason as to why I think it's better that way.
Yeah, no, and that's really like the main thing with coffee, right? Like, if you do, as long as you're doing it consistently, and if you're getting a really good result, you just keep doing it that way so you can try getting the best result out of every cup that you make.
Exactly. And that's the fun of it.
Yes.
Okay, so got to that last pour. It finishes around 4 minutes and 30 seconds. That's kind of like the time you want to be done by. If you go over it, you're probably pushing it a little bit. You'll get a little more over-extraction. Eric, tell us what over-extraction would be.
It's not, in simple terms, it's not going to taste good. And you're not going to like the way it tastes. And so you could try to stay in that somewhere between, I would say, like 3:30 and 4:30 on the time. And if it's, if it's not, we can talk about ways to adjust that. We'll do that in a different episode, but you can just adjust. You want to sit in that little pocket there on the Chemex, and you'll generally get a cup that tastes a lot more of those good notes, like a sweet and all the notes that you'd like, rather than the unfavorable, which would be bitter, astringent, sour, salty, all that stuff.
Chemex is really good at weeding out your bad particulates, so you get left with a really clean and bright cup of coffee. So here's what happened today, though. I didn't think through what I was doing at the time. And so instead of doing the correct recipe, I poured too much water over the coffee. So I had 100 grams of ice in the bottom of the Chemex, but I poured 400 grams over the top. So I did a 25 to 500, which is a 1 to 18, which in most people's estimation, I would believe, is quite exceptional. 1 to 20. I am so wrong. My math was wrong in my head. Sorry about that.
Yep.
1 to 20, which is really thin.
Yep.
It actually tasted really good.
And, maybe that was, obviously your flow rate, which is when Philip's pouring, how much he's pouring at a time, that'll affect, the flavors that you pull out of it. The big one would be your water temperature and your grind size, and...
Or the factor that I'm just so good at making Chemex. Let's be honest.
That is absolutely correct.
That's not the actual factor. I'm just tooting my own horn. Anyway.
maybe that, because you had rolled down. So when we do hot, you're typically doing a grind size of about a 21 on a little Virtuoso that you're using?
We're using the Barrazza Virtuoso.
Yeah, Barrazza Virtuoso. You're doing 21. And for the cold, you moved it down to 18, and maybe that was just enough to pull out that extra flavor, and then it diluted. It was still super tasty. I mean, it was really incredibly delicious. Tasted like toffee. So, I mean, it was fantastic. So many sweet notes. Really, really delicious. But one thing I did want to say, it's just for anybody that is going to make some iced coffee and maybe finds themselves a little intimidated. We have our newest coffee member, our sister here, and she just started making her own coffee, a couple months ago?
Yeah.
And so, but I mean, I walked her through an iced coffee. She made her first by herself, did everything. About a month ago?
Yeah.
About a month ago. And Ashley, tell us how that turned out.
Well, I think I did 25 grams of coffee to 400 grams of water. And I did a V60, so that was a little different for me. I don't normally do that. And it actually turned out really, really well for my first one. And I liked it so much that I wanted to try it again.
So here's the thing. How do you capture the magic? We'll talk about that in some other episode, but that's kind of a thing that happens. So we will move on to the next segment. So that was our semi-deep dive into flash brew. That's a good point. They flash brew Chemex. You could probably try this on other brew methods. Not sure if it would turn out as well. I would almost guarantee it probably won't. But, I mean, hey, coffee's about having fun, experimenting, trying new things. Try it out. See what happens. So thank you so much for listening. I have been your lovely host, Philip Coe.
This is Eric Coe signing out.
And I'm just the starter offer, Ashley.
The starter offer. I think that means she's new to coffee, I think is what that means. All right. Thank you guys for joining us and listening to another conversation. Have a good day.